This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if you're a farmer, you already know that several factors can affect soybean yield, but there's one factor that impacts it the most. According to a Soy Checkoff-funded study, soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, was the biggest yield robber of soybeans nationwide in 2015, with 109 million bushels lost. And, not so lucky for us, Illinois ranked as the second most affected state in 2015. United Soybean Board Director Doug Winter works closely with the checkoff, and he says the amount of soybeans affected in Illinois is equal to about 3% of our total crop.
One of the things that we found, that the total economic loss, it's the number one economic threat to soybean production. Soybean cyst nematode reduces yields in more than 30 states. Total economic loss in the United States is right around $1.5 billion worth of soybean production annually. According to the checkoff-funded study, there's about a total of 109 million bushels a year lost in the United States. Ohio came in at number one with the 23 million bushel loss, and Illinois came in second with a loss of about 18 million bushels. Computing out to our normal crop, what our average crop is, that's somewhere around about 3% roughly of what our Illinois soybean production is. So it's a pretty fair-sized factor in affecting farmers' profitability in the state of Illinois.
According to Doug, the pest is hard to identify because the soybean plants typically don't show any sign of distress. He also says treated seed is one way to try to prevent the nematode from damaging your crops.
Soybean cyst nematode is one of the harder diseases or pests that we have to deal with, because if the field is not under stress, you really won't see any symptoms of it. The beans will look like they're a healthy green bean, but the soybean cyst nematode is robbing the nutrient supply that's going up through the system on the bean. One of the things when they get under a bit of stress, farmers will notice stunted yellow plants in kind of irregular circles in the field. A lot of times will show up, but the yield losses are occurring long before you ever see those symptoms out in the field. Like I said, there are a few seed treatments that can be used if a person has a fairly severe infestation or an economic threshold infestation in his field to help control the cyst nematode threat.
Doug also says that one of the best ways to detect if you have the problem is through fall soil sampling.
One of the best ways to detect soybean cyst nematode is to sample the soil. The best time to really sample it is fairly immediately after harvest in the fall, like in a 2 to 4 week period after harvest. And there's a couple of standards that you want to use for the sampling. As far as, you don't want the ground frozen, and you don't really want it excessively wet or excessively dry. So kind of a good average test is what you want to get. The recommendation is that you sample for cyst nematode about every 6 years, more frequently if you have a high population show up in your fields, to kind of monitor what the situation is on it. And I have University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana Extension has a plant lab that will test those samples for about, I believe it's $20 a sample for soybean cyst nematode. And the web address on it is extension.illinois.edu/plant clinic. And if you go online, there are links that can give you instructions on how to send your samples in, and to register to get your test results and all those details.
Doug farms in southeastern Illinois, and he's experienced the pest firsthand. He says the seed treatment isn't cheap, but it's effective.
I have a farm that, due to flooding along a little river called the Skillet Fork, has had to be planted into beans for 3 years. It's had the corn crop destroyed too late to replant to corn. So I've had to come in with beans on a late planting. So I've had 3 consecutive years, unfortunately, of soybeans due to rotations and flooding. And so the beans that are going into that farm this year are being treated with, actually the product that I'm using is a half rate of Alevo that I had my seed treater put on them. and that's supposed to take care of your cyst nematode problem, or help to control it, that it's not a cheap alternative. I think it runs someplace between $15 and $17 per unit of seed, but when you start looking at fairly high populations of cyst nematode, that recoups, especially with soybeans, up around $11, where the markets have been lately.
And once again, that was Doug Winter, a United Soybean Board director and farmer from Mill Shoals, Illinois. In other news, the flower called butterweed that we've talked about already this year is popping up in hay and wheat fields across a good chunk of the country. And even though it's pretty and yellow in color, it's poisonous to livestock. A DTN report says the winter annual often pops up in no-till corn and soybean fields. It's native to the United States, and it's found from Texas east into Florida and up through the East Coast to Virginia and back west to Nebraska. The plant is poisonous to grazing animals like cattle, horses, sheep, goats, and to humans as well. Burn-down herbicides are used in the spring when the plants are smaller, but that's not an option in forage crops and in wheat. The plant is most poisonous during the bud-to-flower stage and most likely to affect the first cuttings of alfalfa. It doesn't typically regrow after the first alfalfa cutting of the season, and bales that wind up with a lot of butterweed in them should immediately be discarded. The future of glyphosate as a tool to kill weeds in the European market is in doubt after a proposal to extend its sales authorization didn't get enough votes. Glyphosate's European Union license expires at the end of this month, and reauthorizing the weed killer is running into opposition from member states as conflicting scientific reports about its ability to cause cancer continue to circulate. The majority of member states backed the extension, but because the more populous countries like France, Germany, and Italy abstained from voting, the extension didn't meet the 65% population threshold requirement. The EU's executive arm had proposed extending the sales license by 12 to 18 months. That would have allowed the European Chemicals Agency to come up with a finding on the health impact of glyphosate, which is the main ingredient found in Monsanto's Roundup. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.